Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's the home inspector and he's got advice to fix up your home. Oh, gee, that's nice. So you don't have to feel like you're on your own.
790 AM, 104.7 FM, KFJO.com, the KFJO mobile app. Follow 790 KFJO on Twitter. Like the KFJO Morning Crew on Facebook.
And Tuesdays at 6:40, we are joined by Lars Knobloch of Nordic Companies, Inc. He's a home inspector. What we need to do before selling your home is what we're going to focus on. But if you guys have any questions for him, you can also text those in to 35270 or give a call. Laney Studio lines are open, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Good morning, Lars.
Hey.
Yeah, we touched on it a little bit in previous weeks, and you know, there's a lot of homes on the market, as Doug has been mentioning. What should we be doing? Hiring a home inspector to come in before we put that house on the market would be a good move, I would imagine.
Yeah, it really is. But a lot of sellers will have like a mindset, like, why am I going to pay for this inspection? Because, you know, the buyer will do it. But there's a long list of things that we have to kind of share with the seller that make them realize that it's actually a good idea to have the inspection done before they put the house on the market. And one of them is that we can help them identify what to do and what not to do before putting the house on the market. Should they brace the foundation? Should they paint the walls? Should they put in new windows or a furnace or a water heater because they're old? All these kinds of things is stuff that we can help them with so they don't have and put money into the house that they won't get back or put efforts into projects that will likely not pay off.
I think of a scenario where you could save somebody's bacon because somebody finds their dream home in the lakes of Minnesota. So they put in a contingent offer on that. They've got to sell their home and they haven't had a home inspection and they put their home on the market and the first person that wants it, they have their home inspection done, and they find out that you need to put in all new drain tile. You need to put in a new roof. I mean, you're talking about, so then to make that happen, you could save them tens of thousands of dollars, Lars.
Yeah, and that's how fast the market is right now, too. Like, people are almost always forced into putting an offer on the house that they really want because there's not that many houses out there right now. But then they have to sell their house first, right?
Right.
That offer on their house they want to buy is contingent on them selling their house. So if they end up with any surprises, then the whole thing will fall apart. And most of the stuff that we identify during our inspections, the homeowners are not aware of.
How if somebody needs to get a home inspected, how much planning should they have? Do you need to be contacted like a month ahead of time? And then how long does it take for you to get your report? Give our listeners a little idea of the preferred timeline that you work with.
Yeah, I think if someone's considering doing this, they might as well jump on it sooner than later. Right now, you know, we're able to fit people in within a week. And so that's the notice we need. And the report will go out the same day, actually.
Oh, wow.
So that you will get that information instantly.
That's a very quick turnaround. Lars Knobloch is a home inspector with Nordic Companies, Inc. I often hear our good friend Eric Hatch over at Hatch Realty talking about disclosure. So if we were to hire you, you come in and you do a home inspection for us and you tell us that our foundation's slumping and it's going to, you know, cost a lot of money. If we disclose this to the potential buyer, are we off the hook then, or how does that all work?
So that's another aspect of a pre-listing inspection, is that we will help the buyer with or the seller with full disclosure, right? So that, and it actually takes some liability off their shoulders for potential issues down the road that the buyer can come back to them and say, hey, you didn't tell us about this and this and this, because we are there, we're doing the inspection, we're putting all the information on the table, and it removes some liability for the seller and help them with full disclosure. And that would also eliminate any negotiation on the back end from the buyer, because the buyer was aware of all the issues up front. So they can't come in afterwards and say, hey, actually, we want you to replace the windows and the furnace. They already knew in the inspection report that the furnace was 30 years old and the windows, you know, were in rough shape.
Wise move. You can save yourself thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars, it sounds like, by hiring a home inspector.
Absolutely, you can, yeah.
Lars Knobloch, the home inspector, is in. And I want to let you know, folks, is he's covered so many great topics in depth. And those podcasts are available on KFGO.com. One of those topics we've covered a couple different times is radon. And when I think about these home inspections, people might not know that they have a radon issue. And that could be a deal breaker.
It could for some. But, you know, probably 6 or 7 out of 10 homes that we test for radon have elevated levels. And most people are not aware of it. And then they have their house tested, and then they're in shock. Because
right.
Like, oh, my gosh, we lived here for 20 years. Our kids been sleeping in the basement. Now we are selling the house, and we have to put a mitigation system in to reduce the radon to be able to sell our house. We could have done that 20 years ago, right?
Right, because all those last-minute expenses, too, which comes with, you know, trying to sell your house, and there's that added expense on top of there. Yeah, if you guys want to listen to that radon podcast, you can go to KFGO.com. We talked about that with Lars. Any other topics that you want to cover on the home inspections? Because we do have some questions for you as well, Lars.
Yeah, we can take some questions.
Okay, somebody wants, what if their basement isn't finished? They're looking to sell their house, the basement isn't finished. Is that a big deal?
No. Not at all. That could be very appealing to a lot of buyers, actually, because that gives them some room to finish it the way they want it themselves, right? Like, that is a nice project for a lot of people to build equity.
If you want to turn it into a hockey room.
Yeah.
A hockey room down there. Instead of,
that happens, too.
How long does the home inspection take if somebody books you? Can they be there when they have it done?
So the inspection could last anything from an hour up to 3 hours. It really depends on the size and age of the house and how many problems will come over. It takes how long it takes. We set off a couple hours at least, but we have additional time in our schedule if we were to go any longer.
And I'm imagining you're very thorough. You go through absolutely everything.
We try to be as detailed as we can. Our main focus is to help our clients figure out if there are any like deal breakers, expensive repairs, what are the future expenses. But we also want to be as detailed as we can and make them make an educated decision on their inspection and their purchase so that they're aware of everything and can be proactive on things and monitor things in the house.
He's the home inspector, Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, Inc. Another text coming in for you, Lars. Is it a good idea to run your air exchanger year-round? This person's been told to shut it off in the winter.
It's a good idea to run your air exchanger pretty much all year long, especially in the winter, because in the winter is when we're closing everything up and we get stale air, we get moisture problems, because the colder it is outside, the less humidity you need inside your house to prevent from condensation. So definitely run your air exchange system in the winter. That will help you control the humidity and increase the ventilation in the house. And in the summer, you also want to run it, but if it gets really, really humid outside, it might be a good idea to turn it off.
Hmm. One more question before we get some of your other information out there on how people can contact you, Lars. In my bathroom, do I need to run the fan if I keep the door open when I shower? If I just keep the door open, is that good enough?
I would definitely recommend to use the bathroom exhaust fan. Turn it on as soon as you start showering. Have it on the entire time you shower and keep it running for another 30 minutes, I would say, after you're done.
That's a battle in our house. It drives me crazy when they don't turn on the fan. But our fan is super loud. Are there newer models that are quieter?
You can barely hear some of them.
Oh, mine. That's what drives me crazy is the noise level of the fan we have. I might have to look into replacing that.
Yeah.
Lars, if anybody wants to get a home inspection done or wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to find you?
Give us a call at 701-566-1446 or check out our Facebook. Go like our Facebook page,
there
too.
You go.
It's a really cool page.
Yeah, like and follow. Yeah, you guys have a lot of little videos and tips that you pass along as well.
Absolutely.
All right, Lars, thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Lars Knobloch of Nordic Companies, Inc. He is a home inspector. He joins us here on the KFGO Morning Crew every Tuesday at 6:40. Talk about various home issues, and he also answers your questions for free. How about that?